From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Those researchers on board the ship trapped in the Antarctic ice spent today building a helicopter landing pad next to the boat in advance of a proposed helicopter rescue. 74 scientists, tourists, and crew have been stuck since Christmas Eve. Icebreakers have failed to reach them. Henry Fountain is science writer for The New York Times. Henry, what's the latest?
They're waiting for the weather to clear up so that the helicopter can take to the skies and rescue these people.
Well, we know that the weather's bad because it's hard to reach them. They'd been speaking to people on Skype, but that's been tough today because of the weather, although they have been tweeting. One tweeted Happy New Year because they've already gone through the New Year there.
Right.
How risky is this helicopter proposal?
I don't think it's any more risky than any kind of helicopter operation in polar regions, which, you know, carry more risk than in temperate climates. But this is a Chinese icebreaker. It's a Chinese helicopter. They're on a long voyage of their own in the Antarctic, so presumably they know what they're doing.
So the helicopter is launching off the icebreaker.
It is, and it's going to go, I guess, about 10 miles to the stranded ship, pick up 12 passengers at a time, and bring them back. And then the passengers will be taken by barge over to the Australian icebreaker, which is also on the scene. And the Australian icebreaker will take them to an Australian Antarctic station about 1,000 miles away.
Yeah. And, of course, the icebreaker couldn't get to them because of the thickness of the ice. We understand from a spokesperson for the expedition, Alvin Stone, who spoke to the Today Show, there's no plan C after this.
No, really. I mean, they don't. I think the plan C is just to wait it out. And in fact, that's what the crew, that's 22 members of the crew of the ship, are going to stay behind. And they'll basically be waiting it out. You know, the ice is, it's summertime in the Antarctic, so it's not like the entire sea is going to freeze over.
A couple questions. When you say it's warmer, it looks pretty cold to me.
It is pretty cold, but it's not as cold as winter when it's, I don't know how cold it is.
80 below, right.
Yeah.
Well, and we're told they have food for 2 weeks, dried goods for 2 weeks after that, so they got 4 weeks. So it's not as if there's some tragedy in the offing.
No, it's not like, you know, Robert Falcon Scott at the South Pole or anything like that. It's not a life or death situation at this point.
Unless, of course, one of them gets very ill and that helicopter can't get in. But remind us, what was the expedition doing?
They were retracing the steps, more or less, of a very famous Antarctic expedition led 100 years ago by a geologist by the name of Douglas Mawson, who was really the first person to explore that part of Antarctica, which is the part that's due south of Australia. And what they're trying to do is get a sense of how things have changed in 100 years, primarily due to climate change.
Well, there are also paying tourists on board, paying a lot to be on the ship. They are probably having the adventure of a lifetime. But there has been some criticism. It wasn't a completely necessary trip. It's not a life-saving trip. It's a research trip. And now this is a very expensive rescue.
It is, although, according to the law of the sea, whoever actually performs the rescue pays for the cost. So the ship itself and the crew and the passengers aren't really on the hook for anything.
I think that's the criticism.
Well, but countries want to be able to pay for a rescue because they never know when somebody from their own country may need some other country to come in and help them. So it's really not, I think that criticism is a little invalid.
Well, Henry, address another criticism, and it may be confusion about climate change. Fox News has written that here they were trying to prove that there has been global warming and they're locked in ice.
You know, that's not a valid criticism either. There's always pack ice in the Antarctic, and it's true, ice in the Arctic, in the North Pole, has been disappearing, but the ice situation in the Antarctic is totally different. In fact, pack ice has been increasing very slightly in the Antarctic over the last 10 or 20 years, and scientists think it's actually related to global warming in that it's changing wind circulation conditions that are keeping more ice in the region for longer.
Well, and we know that global warming doesn't necessarily mean warmth everywhere. It means extremes as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so we're waiting for the helicopter rescue. But meanwhile, you mentioned that the trip's original purpose was to trace the path of the famous expedition of Douglas Mawson. He had a hard time.
He did. He went out, it was a three-year expedition, and they did a lot of different things, explored a lot of areas. But he went out on a particular journey with two other people, and he was the only one who made it back alive. One of his colleagues fell down a crevasse and disappeared forever, and another one may have suffered from too much vitamin A, eating too much liver from slaughtered dogs, essentially, and went more or less crazy and fell into a coma and died. So it was not without its horrible events.
And at least for now, those tracing his path are not on that trajectory at all.
No, in fact, they've got plenty of food, and as one of the participants said, they're drinking a lot of gin and tonics, so I don't think they're suffering.
Henry Fountain, science writer for The New York Times, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.